Blessings on all you wonderful listeners. Brother Freedom has just walked through the door, and the Spirit of God is moving on him, so we're just going to turn him loose. Thank you, Father, for touching Brother Freedom, and thank you for touching the listeners in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, just praise you. I know this is what you wish for today, but all the ex-Pentecostals are looking backwards. The enemy makes us look backwards, but the Spirit of God wants to look forward. Those Pentecostals that have been on fire, if they don't straighten up, they're going to miss it. Because the Bible says, he that looketh back from the plow is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. We look not for the things that are seen, but we look for the things which are not seen. See, you're not walking in faith when you're looking backwards. You're walking in despair. And pretty soon you get in resentment. You get very fearful. You're very not in tune with the Spirit of God. And that's very damaging, because one time you had it up to date on fire, but that's the way Satan has a way of alluring us and bring us down from the vision that we have to come back to the old man. The old man is corrupt. About the only time you beat the old man is when, I don't know whether we can speak to him very much, because he brings us down. We got to look forward to get the things of Christ. We have to look in as a vision. My vision don't see nothing behind. My vision is seeing Christ coming through the clouds of glory. My eyes are fixed on the risen Savior who's already coming. We got to have that in our heart very vividly, powerfully, and very expressly. It's our power. But the church is far from that. The church is very far from that. They're back in yesterday. We got to be in tomorrow. We got to be in now. We're the now people that move through the Spirit. We don't occupy a dead man's place. We're alive. And to be alive, you're looking to the risen Christ that gives us power, to give us anointing, to give that fresh touch, the things that are risen, that brings us out of this degradation of bitterness, anger, rottenness, evil spirits that lurk and are looking backwards. We got to lift our eyes to hills. Whence come our help? For our help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes to the hills. You've looked backwards. You can't speak in the Spirit. You got to go forward to be able to speak in the Spirit. You'll be dried up as last year's buzzard roost. And buzzards just roost in the old worst things that just, they live in a treacherous life. And I'll tell you, a lot of our Christians are living in a time of despair. They're living in a time of defeat, of unbelief. I'll tell you, we look so much on our health, when our health is not even in the picture. It's where our spirit is. If our spirit's not right, we need to get it right. And then God will take care of this rest of it. He'll give you, like Paul, he'll give you enough unction to be able to walk. If you don't get healed, praise the Lord. You're going to be healed. You can heal other people. You can get the word out to other people. I don't care if God don't heal me, but I'm going to heal. I know that person's going to be healed. I have that faith that's going to take place. My eyes are not looking to me, so I have no faith in me. My faith is in the risen God. My faith is no longer in what I did like yesterday. My faith is where I'm going. I'm going to a place that occupies, is glorious, beyond any imagination that I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has entered the heart of man, the things that are prepared for them to love God, but God hath revealed them by His Spirit, says the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is alive and well, but the Spirit of God is not in yesterday. The Spirit of God is now in the future. The Lord Jesus is coming back through the clouds of glory. And what we did in 1939... is a yesterday. Don't make any difference how far we go back. It's still backwards. We have to look every day in a new horizon. That's what makes this wonderful walk by the power of God so wonderful. It means it's now. It's looking forward. An engineer on a train has to keep looking down the track. Looking down the track. Not back the track. He'll go through a bunch of lights and everything will be chaos. And that's what we do as Christians. We're living in the 1950s, the 1960s, 1970s. Lord says, come out from among them, be severed. It says, come out from the things of yesterday and come into God's territory, which is now. He's risen. It's to have a new excitement, a new blessing, a new power. I don't see why we should not just get that, grasp it, because the Word says it. We look on to the things from horizon. We got to keep looking to the things of tomorrow. And get to tomorrow, we have to do it right now. Now is the time. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the day to ask forgiveness. Now is the time to walk with the Lord. Not in the future, or not in the back, but right now. It will make the future right if you do that. Because you're in the Spirit. Where the Spirit is, there is liberty. There's power. We just got to come out of this blockage that we have. We're caught up in things of yesterday. The great revivals we had 50 years ago, those are past. And I'll tell you one thing, it's a lot different dispensation. We're living in the days when Christ's coming through the clouds of glory. We're living in a time when there's great whoredoms of wrong spirits upon this earth. There's wrong things every place you go. So that's why we're not to look. We're going to see wrong spirits. We're going to see the feeling of wrong things. We got to look the things that are risen. We got to call it out as being done. I seek God and I speak it out. Who lets the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable. In thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We got to call it out as existing. We got to call it out as for our help, our strength, our the grace of God that needs to flood us with His power, with the anointing from heaven. And we might walk in victory every day of our life, not being frustrated by the things of this world. The principality of the air has come in as a flood. The Bible says when He comes like a flood, God will raise up a standard against Him. He has given us a standard. It's a standard of not looking at the things that are seen. I will lift my eyes to the hills. Whence comes my help? We have to basically get our hands upon our neck and say, straighten up, old man. Straighten up, lady. You got to look into the things of Christ, our Savior, our soon coming King. Or you're going to miss it. I feel for these people. Believe it. That they're a shoo-in for heaven. But I do not see it. God doesn't tell me it is. And I don't believe we are. Because the Lord said if we didn't shorten the day, the very elect would not be saved. The very elect. Something causes our elect to lose out. It has to be what I'm saying. It's because you're looking at things, but you're not looking to the thing. You're looking at what happened and not what is going to happen. A lot of difference. You're walking as a lame person. You're walking in the existence of being sick. And I don't believe the sick people are going to make it spiritually, they're going to make it into heaven. You can go in with a bad arm or a bad leg or that, but you're spiritually, you need to be alive in the Lord. You need to have an existence of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And if we live in the back, it's just a trick of the enemy. He's come to bring us down. He's here to take away what we have the Lord, and that's sure done it. He's taken out the way to victory. Because people said, well, you know, I remember back in 1896, well, we really had a move from heaven. Well, you can have it today. It's that only thing now, it's up to you. We can all have it, or we can all reject it. Most people are rejecting it. They're not living in fullness of God's power. The anointing. The anointing which you have received of Him abideth in you. And you need not that any man teach you. But as that same anointing teach you is truth, and is no lie, and even as He has taught you, ye shall abide in Him. There's a lot of difference. We got to stay in the Spirit. We follow the Spirit. I want to say this Sunday, the Spirit don't follow us. We follow the Spirit. There used to be years ago, back in the 40s or something like that, follow the ball. That's what you got to follow the Lord all the way. People got it such, that's what's in the written down in the churches. I see it. In the church history, we've arrived in such a way we're full of the Spirit of God so we can tell God what to do. No, we don't tell God what to do. We follow the Spirit. We follow His leading. We follow wherever He speaks. We need to listen softly. The church needs to listen what says the Spirit to the church. And that's what's wrong. We're not getting anything from the churches that hearing from heaven. We need to hear from what saith the Spirit of God. We need to be alive to God. Dead this world. But we're alive to this world and dead to the things of the Lord. What we are, we got it backwards. And that's where everybody's at. And you feel sorry for them, but they're not listening what you're listening at. And the more you say, the worse it gets. They're blinded so bad. But the Bible talks about a blindness. It's Ephesians. The blindness will dampen our vision. When we get our vision blocked off, we're in trouble. We have to listen. What said the Spirit of God? This I say and testify of the Lord, that ye walk not as the Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their minds, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the light of God through the ignorance that's in them because of the blindness. The blindness is in their heart. This is Christians. It's Christians. These, some of these so-called Christians say, well, I see the eye not quite the same. Well, how do you know? When you're in the spirit, you don't know how you look. He does change your appearance because you're not seeing in the natural. You're seeing spiritually. When this takes place, especially if you're blinded, you're going to see what you see, and you're seeing as a blind man. So you don't think see anything that's spiritual. So that should show you that once saved, always saved is not a good doctrine, because it leaves out the fact of blindness, spiritual blindness. And spiritual blindness comes on to the Christians, having their understanding darkened. Yet they once had an understanding, but their understanding is darkened through the ignorance that's in them. It's just ignorance is why you're that. You need to be separated by the Spirit because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feelings. I mean, they have feelings. This tells exactly who have being past feelings have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. How cometh she like her like that? Tell the people. Right here is exactly. If so, that ye have heard him and have been taught as the truth of Jesus, that ye put off the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to his own deceitful lust, and renewing, this renewing your mind. What's your happening? Very simple. You're not renewing your mind. So if you're saying, all right, then these people say one saved, always saved. They say they're not, we're never saved. Yeah, well, okay, they're not renewing their mind. But that's what the problem is. That means you got to keep watching the track. That means you can't take your eyes off of that track. You're watching for that next crossing. You're watching any car come on that track. You got your eyes fastened. You don't look to the side of the train, but you're looking forward. I'm not deceived. I'm walking in victory. When you're deceived, you're going to be caught up in unbelief. You're going to be caught up in not seeing, in blindness. And in Romans, the first chapter, it says God gives them a reprobate mind. He does. These people actually letting them have their own way because he feels sorry for them. God has so much feelings for us that he don't want us to go into eternity. If these people knew where they was going, they would have a heart attack. No, everything's going on okay. They think everything's all right. And they're deceiving. The devil just loves it. he sits there. Boy, oh boy, he loves it. But we're being deceived. Jesus said in the 24th chapter of Matthew, be not deceived. That many be deceived in that day, and truly it is, because of blindness, of taking our eyes off of Christ and being lured into the pathway of the unjust. We're not living the pathway of the unjust. We're living in the future. We're living in that shiny highway. I will lift my eyes to hills. How come we can't have time to look back the pathway of sin? The enemy will let us sugarcoat it. He'll put you have, remember when Dr. Rumblum come to our church, we really had a revival. Don't make any difference what's happening then. What's happening now is what God's concerned about, and Satan is also just loving it. He's loving it. We need to get our eyes off of what our pet peeves, our things that deceive us. See, well, many of us were getting our eyes on good things, but those good things are bringing us down. That is truly a trick of the devil. See, that's where the warfare takes place in the Christians. A lot of people don't care. They're going to be doomed to the day that the Lord comes, but there's a lot of people have paid in full. They should be on fire for Christ, and they're, this day, they're, when you go around them, they're very hurting. They're very in tune with this world. If you don't have a charismatic approach to it, they're looking at what you have. What I have, it's where I'm going. Having don't make anything. Lay not for yourself treasures upon earth. I don't have no treasures here upon earth. So I don't really care. My main object, my greatest longing is to please God, to walk in victory every moment of the day. Walking in power, walking in His assurance. Oh, what a wonderful Savior we have. What a power we have. People, you don't know what God's given us. He gives us the assurance that nothing can deter us. Nothing can take away what He's given us. But we're given away in just unbelief. And that's what it means that no people, and through unbelief, you'll not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You'll be deceived. You'll walk in, and God can't touch us because we're being deceived. We're like Eve. She was being deceived. Adam got deceived. And we all get deceived unless we stay in the power of the Holy Ghost. God has given us the Holy Ghost that's going to be in now and forever powerful. He's given us witness that we can walk in victory in this last days, that we can walk, as Daniel says, walk in the witness of the Spirit of God, alive. But if you lose that, all you're going to see is, you're not going to see anything with anybody got anything, because your eyes are going to be looking back in the 90s, when they have back there, when you had, we're not in the 90s no longer. We're in a time of now. We're going to be in the time of now until we go into heaven. We got to stay in that. And I know that by that dream I had. We was in a ship toward heaven. And we're in that ship right now. And we can't look back. We got to look to Jesus, the author, the finisher, and the keeper of our faith. We can't afford to look back. We got to keep our eyes looking to Him, our future. He's the soon coming King. He's coming through the clouds of glory. And we can't mistake it for any trickery from the enemy. He comes to take away what you have. But you can't allow that to come in your life. You've got to be victorious in Jesus Christ. You need to be alive this day. Alive to God. You need to be on fire for God. You don't have you haven't got time as a half-warm person. You got to be on fire. What Revelation says, neither hot nor cold. He wants you hot, not lukewarm. There's too many people lukewarm because they're not looking. They lost their vision. They're looking down the ground and they're walking in lukewarmness. They once had a power, yes, so that makes them lukewarm. But that's one saved, always saved, is not going to make it. I know it. How come a sheep? That's what God's spoken forever and ever. And I don't see what these people see. They're going to be deceived. Lot's going to go with them. That's like that vision I had, that whole auditorium woken up and they all went into hell. That's treacherous. I see these Christians just led like a bunch of ants, fallen. And that's the picture. We got to keep our eyes on the living Christ. We got to keep our eyes on His coming. We got to be looking and not being deceived. We got to stay hot to God. We cannot have time to cool off. We got time to stay warm in the Spirit of God. We got to not be warm, but we're on fire for the living God. This day, if you're not on fire, you need to get fired. You need to get walking in victory. You need to walk. Even in the walk in the Spirit of God, that you not no longer fulfill the lust of the flesh. We need to walk in victory. We got to walk in victory. Every day, I have to keep walking. I thought about all the times that it's taken me to just to keep walking. I had to push myself. God don't make it easy for me. But it's going to be very rewarding. My eyes are not looking for that. I'm looking for the soon coming King. And I've seen many prayers answered, so I know my God is real. And don't make any difference. I don't get healed. I know that God heals. He heals everybody. But I don't need healing. My heart's healed. My heart is right. And that's the greatest thing that you can have. Jesus says, be careful. He says, if your foot offends you, cut it off. If your eyes seeing bad things, pull them out. It's so necessary to make heaven. Because when you get up there, you're going to have new eyes. You're going to have a new total body. Don't make. But right now, don't trade in some little something that's not worth nothing and lose what that victorious, that wonderful, praise God, the eternal reward that God has given to you. Don't let go of it. Keep hang on to it. It's your lifeline to heaven. And without it, you're going to lose it. I can't have a second of a, you can't have a kind of a, you got to keep hold of it today. Keep a hold of eternal life. Eternal life is from the Lord. Hang on to it. It's not what they all say. No, I don't believe it. It says many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. I want to be a chosen. Don't you? Don't you want to be chosen? Let's keep victory this day. Stay alive in the God. Seek God with all your substance, all your force, all your attitude, all your visions upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and God will keep you. But it's not going to be an easy walk. It's going to be take everything that you've got. It's going to kick. Even if your leg hurts you, you just going to keep on going. It don't make any difference. God's going to be with you. God bless you all. I love you. God loves you. And God bless you in Jesus' name. If you need any prayer, or just call us, we'll pray for you more. God bless you. Keep praying for all of you people today. Pray that God will bless you. God will inspire you. That God will have your resurrection life in you with power. Receive it this day in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. And amen and amen and amen. God bless.